From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. Members of the group Up With People are in Southwest Florida this week, preparing for performances Sunday at North Fort Myers High. Up With People was launched in the mid-1960s, and since then its ensemble of young singers and dancers have performed in 38 countries, with a repertoire they say is focused on bridging cultural barriers. What's it like to be a youthful ambassador for peace and goodwill? Also on today's program, Florida used to be a lead producer of cut flowers. Think Flower Road in Punta Gorda and Gladiolus Boulevard in Fort Myers. But now the industry has just about disappeared. What happened? Stay with us. The news is next. From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Valerie Alker. On today's program, flower farms used to be common landscape features in Florida, but not anymore. We'll take a look at what happened to the industry. But first, Up With People, young performers with a message.
One man alone had a dream, people should be free. More than a market change, the course of history. Up on the rooftop, no black and white, just you and me, and out in the street. Handheld walls, no distance in between. When you call,
and you've been listening to Rise Up, performed by the Up With People Ensemble. And joining us in the studio, we have performers Baya Rasul and Mallory Ritter, both students taking a six-month hiatus to travel, sing, dance, perform community service, and learn about the community you're in by staying with host families. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And also joining us today are Veronica Westermark, Marketing Coordinator for Up With People. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you very much.
And Isabel Belliard, who does advanced promotion for the group. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And we welcome your input as well. You can join our conversation. Call 1-800-428-8255. Make that 1-877-428-8255, 877-GCU-TALK. You can email gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org or comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. Mallory and Baya, you're both from the U.S. Isabel, you're from France. Veronica, you're from Sweden. I've been reading about the history of Up With People, and having an international cast and crew is part of the mission, which got its start in the 1960s. Isabel, can you give us some more detail on that mission?
On the mission of Up With People, we aim to bring the world together through service and music. So our mission is to come into a community and stay with host families and share our culture. Our students are from 20 different countries this semester. So we aim to bring our culture into the homes of the local host families. In addition, we aim to make a difference in the community by performing hundreds of hours of community service at different sites, and that service depends on the need of that community. And then we also aim to perform a show that uplifts and inspires the community to make a change.
And this is the first stop on your 2013 tour?
That's absolutely right. So Fort Myers has the great privilege of seeing these folks first on their global tour. After Fort Myers, they'll be going on to Orlando, Vero Beach, Statesboro, and Atlanta, Georgia, and then over the pond to Europe, and then back over to Mexico.
That's an exciting 6 months.
It is.
So it's a six-month tour. That's the typical time that
That's
you're
right.
on the road.
And every week they're going to a new city.
Do you have more than one group of Up With People on the road?
No, there's one group. Back in the 60s, it started off with being five different groups, but now we've condensed and we're one group so that we can really focus and make a positive impact in the community for an entire week.
And you said you're going across the pond. Where will you be performing in Europe?
We will start off going to Switzerland. We will visit four cities, starting off in Geneva. Then we will go to Liechtenstein. We'll go to Belgium and the Netherlands.
All right. Exciting times. Are you a fan of Up With People or an alumni? You can join our conversation, 877-428-8255. Up With People has had literally thousands of people over the year. Do you ever have reunions?
We do. We actually have every year in Tucson, Arizona, we have a reunion. And your reunion year as a cast is every 50 years. So my reunion is actually coming up this summer. So it's the first time my cast will be together or almost complete in 5 years since we left the road.
So Veronica, you started as a performer with Up With People and then you went to work for the organization?
Yes, a couple of years after I finished Up With People.
Why? Why did you do that?
Because I always knew that I wanted to continue working with the organization. But when I traveled, I was only 20 years old and I felt like I had other experience I needed to take on before I was there to start with Up With People. So I did some other things for a couple of years and then I decided 2012 that it was time for me to start again in Up With People. So I applied for the job and got it and now I'm here and I'm very, very happy that I'm back.
Isabel, did you ever perform with Up With People?
No, I didn't. I'm one of the few that has never traveled before becoming a staff member, but I watched a show in Ruidoso, New Mexico last February, and I got so inspired. I love to travel, and I have a multicultural family, so the message that was being given to the audience really spoke to me, and I wanted to get involved. I have a degree in marketing, and I wanted to continue that and use that to work with multicultural teams and work in different countries.
I read that when Up With People started, it was seen by its founders as a sort of antidote to the counterculture movement of young people of the day with roots in the moral rearmament movement. Does Up With People still see itself as a venue where young people can perform and celebrate positive values?
Definitely, I think so. I think what's very cool about Up With People is since 1968 we have been a non-profit without any religious or political connections, and that makes us available to invite every type of person from every type of background. And what's so cool about Up With People is that when we are on stage together as a group, we are 100 of us in this cast from 20 different countries. What happens around in the world isn't important. We are still able to work together as a group with all those different countries, all those different backgrounds that come, and we're all performing the show together and singing the same message of peace and understanding and building bridges between cultures. And I think that's a very powerful message that still is important today and will never get old, and I'm very happy to be a part of that.
Let's hear another clip. This is Make a Change. And there's a loss of energy in the studio right now. You're listening to a clip from Up With People, Make a Change. Who writes your material?
We have a creative group of professional songwriters, producers, and directors that write the music to our shows.
And how much time do you spend in rehearsal before you hit the road and then when you're on the road?
We have actually just now spent a one-month period of 4 weeks called staging. So we have spent a month in staging Lakeland, and we have basically learned the show. Each day we have vocal rehearsals, dance rehearsals. We are performing on stage. We are learning about the tech part of the show, how to set up the stage, because that's something that we do as a cast ourselves as well. So we have about a one-month period. And then, of course, every show day, we also have rehearsals going over the show that's going to happen the same night to make sure that the quality is great.
And Mallory and Bea, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. your students, what led you to audition with Up With People, Bea?
Mine was a long road. I was coaching football in Tucson, and a good friend of mine named Bill Holmes, he's an Up With People alum and a board member, consultant. He talked to me about it 2 years ago. I really wasn't interested. He brought it up to me again last year, or 2012. The first thing that I looked at, to be honest with you, was where they were traveling to as far as going to Europe. But then I saw the message, and I saw the rest of it, and it was right along the lines of what I wanted to be about. So traveling and then the message.
And Mallory?
I first heard about Up With People when I was attending Hawaii Pacific University. The admissions counselor that I was working with, he planted the seed about 4 years ago, and he said, I think you'd be a really great fit for this program. And I was going to school, and just last April, I thought, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready to travel, explore, network all over the world, make a connection, and really make a difference. I'm not very musical. I enjoy music, but I've never, you know, been the star of the show or had a lot of performing experience. So that chance to really grow in that way also really spoke to me as well.
So, Bea, where are you from? What's your field of study, and what do you plan to do after the tour is over?
I am located in Tucson, Arizona, and that's a big base for Up With People. So it's pretty cool. You run into a lot of people that have roots in Tucson. I plan to be a football coach. I plan to go back into that field. I feel like some of the leadership workshops we do, seeing our staff, how they operate as young professionals, and the connections that you make, I think that's going to actually help me coach football. And you might not hear that every day with Up With People, but I actually see a huge correlation between my skills as a football coach and the skills that are developed by Up With People.
And had you had previous performance experience?
Yeah, my mom actually owns a dance company in Tucson, Barbia Williams Performing Company, and she teaches at the University of Arizona. So I grew up performing. I stopped dancing when I was about 12 or 13, when it wasn't cool anymore. And then I continued drumming and doing different percussion stuff. And now I'm dancing a little bit more with Up With People again.
And Mallory, what's your story?
Where
are you from? What's your field of study? And what do you plan to do when the tour is over?
Yes. Well, I'm in the process of graduating college. I'm just on a break right now. I had been working about a year prior. I'm 22 years old, and I'm from Minnesota. I would like to go back to school and pursue social work, because I think giving back is really very important to me.
All right. And you guys are living with host families in here in Fort Myers this week?
Yes, that's correct.
So what do you think of your host families?
They're very kind. They're very supportive. I personally am staying with an alumni that traveled in 1975 to 1976. So he has all the records and stories and a lot of history. So that's been a really enriching experience to really be able to connect with him on that level.
And you're enjoying your family?
Yeah, mine are great. John and Mary Davis, they relocated here from Buffalo, New York. We live in like a very traditional retirement community in Florida. Like I told them the first day we got here that I thought their neighborhood could be like in a TV show or a movie. like, you know, it's palm trees and ponds, and they're a really sweet couple. They're opening up their homes to myself and a fellow castmate. So we're having a good time.
And Veronica and Isabel, are you also with host families?
That's right. And yeah. I've been here for the past 5 weeks organizing this whole visit, so making sure that the students have host families, organizing the community service projects. So I've been very fortunate to be in a home for the past 5 weeks with a European family, which makes me feel right at home. So my host dad is from the Netherlands, and my host mom is from the Czech Republic. So again, it's definitely very enriching, as Mallory says, to be in a multicultural family, and to have them open up their homes for us is really special.
And Veronica?
I live in a family that owns a little farm, and it's very interesting for me because they have horses, so we're going to go riding together, which I'm very excited about. And what's really cool, I think, is that Even if me and Isabel are working for Up With People, we still stay with host families, we volunteer with the students, we perform in the show with the students, we do everything else, because we see us all as a part of the cast of Up With People. So I think that's a very great experience, that you get to really immerse yourself with the group and you get to do everything else that you do as a cast member.
So Isabel, what sort of screening do host families undergo?
For the host families, really, it takes a certain type of person to volunteer themselves as a host family. Really, we just have a conversation with them. We talk about what their motivations are, why they want to be a host family. We talk about their living situation as well, and to make sure that it's a right fit for our students.
Okay, and community service is a huge part of what you do. Small Bird told me you've been working very hard this week at the Lee County Alliance for the Arts. And what have you been doing, and what else have you been doing?
That's one of the locations. Yesterday we were at 8 different sites. Today we're at 6 different sites, including the Habitat for Humanity, Harry Chapin Food Bank, the CCMI Soup Kitchen, Quality Life Center, and a few others. So really we're spreading ourselves out in the community and trying to make an impact in as many places as possible.
So what are you doing at CCMI?
At CCMI, we're helping out in the kitchen. So we're cooking some of the food, and then we're also serving the folks that visit the soup kitchen. We're also helping out in the Montessori school and helping with cleaning and maintenance. Really anything that we can do to help, we do. So we can do anything.
And how are you enjoying it, Mallory?
Oh, I love it. It's giving back to me is just so important, and it allows me to really learn about myself and reflect upon my life as well. It's an amazing experience. I'm so happy to be doing it.
You told me before the show you went to Fort Myers Beach yesterday also. You go to school in Hawaii, so how do our beaches compare with Hawaii's beaches?
You know, I love the ocean, and it's just so beautiful, the sunshine and the sand in the sea, and it's gorgeous. It's amazing.
And Bea, how are you enjoying Southwest Florida? You're from Arizona, which is also a place where there are a lot of retired folks, so I imagine it's somewhat the same, except for the beach.
Yeah, and the humidity. Tucson's weather's pretty dry and hot. But like I told one of our host families, it's a lot like, I feel like Florida and Arizona are rivals. Like we both pride ourselves on golf and retirement and warm weather, but I'm enjoying it. One of our Cuban students told us that it looked a lot like Cuba yesterday in the Fort Myers area. So, yeah, maybe a little bit more of a tropical Arizona.
It's only 100 miles from Key West to tip of Cuba. Yep. Yep. Veronica, you're from Sweden. Nice and warm for you here, right?
Yes, it is. Sure is.
We're talking to cast and staff members from Up With People. You can join the conversation, 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. You can email us at golfcoastlive@wgcu.org or comment on Facebook, WGCU Public Media. Where are you guys rehearsing?
We are rehearsing at the North Fort Myers High School, starting on Friday this week to get ready for the Sunday show.
And how long do you spend rehearsing?
For the show, we spend about 2 to 3 hours rehearsing the show, and then we do a rehearsal on the day of the show as well.
So 2 to 3 hours every day?
No, not every day, on specific days. We either do one rehearsals a week on the show day, or at this week we have the opportunity to do 2 rehearsal days. So then we get to spend a little bit more time on the show. But most of it we do during staging, so then it's basically stop and fix when we go out on the road.
And how's the venue?
It's beautiful. It's so nice. North Fort Myers High School is a performing arts high school, so they've been so wonderful in accommodating for us and to get this ready for the big show. So it's a beautiful auditorium, great seating. We will have about 930 people available to be in the auditorium, in the audience, so tickets are going fast. They really are. So we do suggest that people get their tickets right now online at upwithpeople.org/Fort Myers. Or in person at the Alliance for the Arts or at North Fort Myers High School.
And there are 100 of you on stage.
All 120 of us are on stage at one time. Yeah, so you can imagine the energy and the positive vibes are incredible.
Excellent. And you're also, I understand, here to be in the Edison Festival of Light Parade, one of the finest parades of its kind in the Southeast. Up With People has quite a history of parades. I saw a clip from the Rose Bowl. Are you doing any other events like that this year?
As far as this year in other cities, I wouldn't be able to tell you yet. I've been focusing myself on Fort Myers, and then we have other teams working in the other cities, so they are definitely preparing to make it a very memorable time. And unfortunately, I won't be able to say anything now because I don't want to ruin the surprise for the students, but it's definitely going to be a great experience for them in each city.
So have you, I guess Veronica, as a former cast member of Up With People, have you been in a parade before? That they're usually so exciting.
I have actually not been in a parade of this kind before, so I'm very excited about that. To be a part
of it. Well, it's a really neat thing. It's a very a long-standing Fort Myers tradition, and I'm sure that someone told you that this was the winter home of Thomas Edison.
That's right.
Yes.
And Henry Ford. Yeah.
And Henry Ford.
We really feel so privileged and honored to be able to be in the 75th anniversary of the Edison Festival of Light Parade. So we're so happy to be a part of it. And we want to take the opportunity to thank our sponsors. LCEC is one that invited us to be a part of the Edison Festival Parade, so we really appreciate that. We also have the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater, CLK Festivities, and the Sam Galloway Auto. So it's thanks to them that we're here in Fort Myers.
So Mallory and Bea, this will be, this is kind of like your premiere. I mean, your first time under the big lights. Are you scared at all? Are you anxious?
No, I'm kind of excited. It is kind of a coming out party, but you got 100 other people with you, and they're all feeling the same thing. They're all going through the same thing. So I think like the song we just listened to, you don't have to stand alone. I think that kind of goes a long way with what we do every day here.
Was that your voice we heard on the vocal on the first song?
Absolutely not. No. Yeah, I was kidding.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's an inside joke that I can't sing too well.
So. Oh, okay. So I noticed your music is the range is fairly
Diverse. Yeah, very diverse. We have a lot of songs. We have some medleys from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s until now. So the audience members will definitely be able to relate to the songs and sing along. So it's so much fun. We have a lot of audience interaction, and it'll be hard for audience members to sit still in their seats. I can promise you that. It's just a lot of energy. We also have original Up With People songs, and some of those songs that you heard earlier in this program are original songs that have been written by our songwriters, and that, again, those really have a message of bringing the world together, standing up against injustice, finding your voice to stand up against injustice. Our show is called Voices, so that's one of the themes. Another theme of the show is the power and irony behind digital communication. So all of our shows are very relevant to what's going on in society at this time.
Mallory, it's your big debut too. You said you don't sing well, but do you dance? I mean, what's your strength as a performer? Your enthusiasm, your smile?
I love to sing and I love to dance. I'm not going to be the star of the show, but I think it's more important to be a part of the cast and to be a part of the group, because that's what really makes the impact. They don't necessarily remember that particular soloist, but it's just the power and enthusiasm of all of us as a whole. And I'm very excited because I feel very strongly about the message that we're portraying, and I think that it's very relevant, and I'm hoping to really impact a lot of people.
You'll be doing two shows on Sunday. How long do the shows last?
It's a two-hour live performance. We have a live band, and like we said, all 120 students are on stage at once. The first performance is at 2 p.m., and the second one is at 6 p.m.
And do you have costume changes?
Yes, we do.
We do.
How do you pull that off?
Well, I would say all of us obviously have a show costume that we have, which is bright colors, and then we have specialty costumes for all the dance numbers, the solos, and that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of colorful. It's a lot of colors in the show. It's very interesting. It's a lot of when you come to the show and see some of the medleys, you will definitely recognize some of the costumes from things you might have seen on TV or from other artists. And I think that it creates an image that invites you to want to be a part of the energy and what we are portraying on stage as a group. So it's really cool.
When you perform across the pond, obviously all the songs you're doing in this show are in English. When you're like in, you said you're going to Liechtenstein?
Yes.
Are you performing, what's the language in Liechtenstein?
They speak Swiss German, I think, in Liechtenstein. And in, we will go to countries during our tour where they speak German, Swiss German, Dutch and French. And then our MCs that we have in our show will then be in the native language. And fortunate for us, we have a lot of countries represented and a lot of talent. So we have MCs from all those different countries that we will have for spoken to us. And then we already in the show have some songs sang in Spanish, for example. And when we go to Europe, we will add a European medley with songs of the native with the native language of the countries we are going to.
So Mallory and Baya, how much of a challenge is that to learn to? Are you fluent in any of these languages that you'll be performing in, or just sort of learning it by rote, or what?
I can get by in Spanish, and that'll be the last part of our tour. Before then, I'll be leaning on a lot of my European buddies and body languages and maybe Google Translate to get me around. So that's kind of part of the deal. You're going to be staying with a host family that probably doesn't speak much English at a given time. So that's a part of the challenge.
And how about you, Mallory?
I think it's very fortunate that we do have lots of different languages represented in our cast, so you can kind of go to your friends and, how do you pronounce this particular word, or what does this mean? So I think that's a really great tool as well.
And, so you'll be performing community service in the European countries as well. So that will be,
yes,
that will really get you a lot of, typically how long is a stay? I know, Isabel, you've been here for 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
I've been here for four and a half, 5 weeks. Yes. So, I'm part of the advanced team. We have 13 advanced team members and we're grouped up into groups of about two or three. So in this city, we have three advanced team members, and we come about 4 to 5 weeks ahead of the cast's arrival to prepare for everything. So we find the host families, we organize the community service projects, find all the logistics to make that happen. We find the show venue and then organize the show and make sure that the show is well attended as well. So we do a lot of promotions. And my next stop will be Geneva. So right after we're finished here in Fort Myers, I'll be going straight to Geneva and starting to set up that city. So that'll be about 4 to 5 weeks before they arrive in that city.
Okay. And Up With People is a nonprofit. Do after expenses, is money earned from ticket sales stay in the community?
Absolutely. And that happens in every single city. So here in Fort Myers, the beneficiaries of the show are CCMI, the Lee County Alliance for the Arts. We also have the Edison Festival of Light and the Harry Chapin Food Bank. And all of these beneficiaries have been chosen by our sponsors.
And I guess, Bea and Mallory, this question is for you. What's the most important thing you can learn from being part of Up With People, and what can you teach us?
Oh, there's so much to learn. I don't think there's any one particular thing. I think that the combination of giving back, of living with host families in each place that we go to, those are all extremely powerful. And I think it's the whole entire experience combined that's really going to, I think by learning about the world, it will allow me to learn about myself. So I think it's like the whole entire experience.
And Dan?
I think I've learned already just how much I don't know and how much more there is to explore, how different everyone is, just little simple things like, you know, if somebody asked me the weather, I would say 80 degrees, and a majority of our cast would say it in Celsius, and they'd be like, 80 degrees? Like, what do you mean 80 degrees? But they're thinking in Celsius, how they greet, you know, there's a Japanese girl I always bow to, and there's just how much we don't know. And there's still we're representing 20 countries, and there's still a lot more countries after that. I always wonder, like, so if I'm learning this much, like, how much more is there to go, you know, to really understand the globe? Like Mallory said, just how different all the cultures are, our host families and everything like that.
Bea Rousseau, Veronica Westermark, Mallory Ritter, and Isabel Belliard. Enjoy your stay in the City of Palms, and thanks for being on Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
When we come back, where have all the flowers gone?
We are the music. are the hope of a child.